Yes. Yeah. Hello. Hello, I'm Robert Lund, on location at I-15, where the construction and the expansion of I-15 is underway. With me here now is Carl B. Stuck, construction foreman for Wasatch Constructors, the company that was awarded the contract. Mr. Stuck, can I call you Carl?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, there seemed to be a lot of celebration earlier this year when the company was awarded the largest contract construction project in Utah history. What was your first thought when you found out? I see. I see. Well, you're obviously doing quite well. You're sitting there in a brand new Ford truck.
That ain't my truck.
But it says Wasatch Constructors right on the door here.
Doing crazy about a Ford truck.
And you have all those bags of money in the back.
That ain't my truck.
Well, okay, anyway, on to the next question. What do you call this first phase of demolition you're doing?
Going through the Big D and Doming Down.
Oh, I get it. Big D, demolition. So how long before we're done with this?
10 years down the road.
10 years. Well, I thought they were going to finish a little sooner than that. Well, anyway, you've hired a lot of local people to help with this project. Take, for instance, that flag person, I should say. What kind of qualifications were you looking for when you, for instance, hired her?
Ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Oh, really? Anything else?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know you got a lot to do. So where are you going?
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Rushing to life.
Okay. Well, you drive careful there. Okay. Well, let's go over and talk to this flag person here. Hello. I'm Robert Lund. Work for Cable 93. What's your name?
Hey, Cinderella.
Cinderella. That's not your real name. Now, what's your real name?
Fancy
meeting you here. Okay. Well, you know, your job seems just a little bit boring. What do you do to pass the time?
Try to think about Elvis.
Elvis, huh? What else?
Passionate kisses.
Oh, you mean like with Elvis? So what do you think of your boss over there?
He ain't worth a lick.
Yeah.
When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick.
Okay, I see. So do you like your job? Oh, no, I understand. What are some of the things you hate about this job?
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie.
Well, I'll bet. But, you know, we are in the desert. You know, I imagine a lot of people in their cars are upset with the delays. What, if anything, do they yell at you as they crawl by?
Looky there, even her back is hairy.
No, that sounds kind of mean. What else do they say?
She got big buck teeth and a patch on her eye.
Oh.
A face that looks like a chicken pot pie.
Man. So do any of you ever yell anything back?
Some girls do.
And what's their usual response?
You can kiss my ass.
Okay, that's enough of that. So at late at night, what do you guys do to unwind, you know? To...
Baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie.
Oh, okay. And where do you go?
Gonna head on over to the Twist and Shout.
Well, you know, I'm not familiar with that club in Salt Lake. You know, maybe you and I could go over and shake a leg sometime.
Sir, if you don't mind, I'd rather be.
No. I mean, I'd bring a friend. You could bring a friend. We could double or you know.
What part of no don't you understand?
Okay, well, on that little positive note, this is Robert Lund for Cable 93, reporting live from I-15 expansion and reconstruction project. Back to you in the studio.